truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Time and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome, folks.
Our own whiskey and our own.
Hey, we're up here in North Dakota, not making any whiskey and not making my own smoke, but hey, the show is live from North Dakota, coming to you via the good graces of the Republic Broadcasting Network, due south of me in Round Rock, Texas, where it's where you send your support. I'm James Kelso, and you're welcome to call in tonight at 800-313-9443. And we will endeavor in these all too inadequate 60 minutes to try to keep pace with Donald Trump. We already know this is not possible, so we'll try to get in a few, something. Notice some of what he's done in the last 24 hours, this indefatigable champion of our people. Yesterday was magnificent with his graduation address to the Air Force Academy cadets. And I didn't realize this. I didn't watch after he finished his talk. I watched a little bit, but apparently he shook the hand of every graduate and saluted every graduate. What a dynamo of energy. And my caller who called said, I can't believe he was able to stay on his feet with the athleticism of what he's doing as a 72-year-old greatest president ever. He's got another big event coming up, and boy, that event in Colorado Springs looked awesomely huge in that stadium there. It must be their Air Force Academy football stadium that they were in or something like that. But he's got something coming up June 8th. Oh, did I say the date? May 31st, 2019. June 18th in Orlando, Florida, at the 20,000-seat Amway Center. And you can bet your bottom dollar that all 20,000 seats at the Amway Center will have a Trump supporter standing in front of their seat at the Amway Center on June 18th. So, meanwhile, the Demon Rats are having rallies where, 20 people show up, 50 people, and that's not looking too good for the Demon Rats. The president tweets to us in his most recent tweet, "I will be announcing my second term presidential run with First Lady Melania, Vice President Mike Pence, and Second Lady Karen Pence on June 18th in Orlando, Florida at the 20,000-seat Amway Center. Join us for this historic rally." And then he gives a link for tickets. Let me see, where is that link? It's did I go to the link? Let's see, yes, I did. Oh, yeah. And what you do is click on that link in his Twitter account, and it'll take you to that page where you can secure tickets for yourself. They're free. You just have to put in an email address, and something tantamount to a ticket will be sent to your email address. And you can print that out or have it with you on your mobile device when you get to Orlando for that event. At the two Trump rallies that my son and daughter and I attended, nobody looked at our tickets. We had them, but nobody checked them. I'm not encouraging you to try to get in without tickets, but I don't. They're not concerned with tickets. They simply want you to get into the event. And the lines form, in some cases, days, plural, days before the event. So you don't want to get there 2 hours before the event. You're not going to get in. Some more tweets from the president. He says, Sean Hannity is having a deep state show tonight on Fox News. Oh, it's right up against me. Okay, I just cut out some of my audience. Sorry, guys. But, you know, hey, these are great shows. A deep state show exposing the tremendous abuse of power that has been uncovered. Tremendous guests, a must-see. Enjoy. Well, you'll know the president's going to be listening. When he's not listening to this show, he'll be listening to that one. He says, Mexico has taken advantage of the United States for decades. Because of the Democrats, our immigration laws are bad, all caps. Mexico makes a fortune, all caps, from the U.S. Have for decades. They can easily fix this problem. Time for them to finally do what must be done. And now this goes to that act of greatness from our president yesterday when he imposed that 5% tariff starting June 10th on all goods coming in from Mexico. In order not to pay tariffs, if they start rising, companies will leave Mexico, which has taken 30% of our auto industry, and come back home to the USA. Mexico must take back their country from the drug lords and cartels. The tariff is about stopping drugs as well as illegals. ...90% of the drugs coming into the United States come through Mexico and our southern border. 80,000 people died last year. 1 million people were ruined. This has gone on for many years. And nothing has been done about it. We have a $100 billion trade deficit with Mexico. It's time. That's a great series of tweets from the president. Now, this Air Force Academy class is marching in review past President Trump. And boy, do they look sharp. I'll tell you what, no deterioration there. America is still great at the Air Force Academy. The president quotes in a tweet 13 hours ago, Sean Davis of the Federalist, he quotes Davis as writing, Mueller proved his entire operation was a political hit job. Now, when did he prove it? He proved it in that statement he made yesterday. He proved it was a political hit job. Still zero evidence of Trump-Russia collusion and no news evidence, no new evidence from Mueller. That was Sean Davis expressed that view on the Tucker Carlson show, I guess, tonight. Or yesterday. And now here's one of his classics that he's retweeting. And it is classic. He retweets, how do you impeach a Republican president for a crime that was committed by the Democrats' witch hunt? And here's Donald Trump again. You know, what does he spend his time doing? He's watching Patriot Media. So he actually tells you what he'll be doing tonight. He's already told you he's going to watch Sean Hannity. And he gives you more. His TV set is going to be tuned this way. I will be watching Alan Dershowitz on the Laura Ingraham show at 10 p.m. He speaks the truth. So there you go. And going over here to the Breitbart headlines, let's go to the latest Breitbart headline. Some amazing stories over here. Mexico president to Donald Trump. Get this. What's this clown's name? His name is López Obrador. López Obrador sounds like left open the door. This guy left open the door. He says, this is a story by Neil Monroe, one of the great writers at Breitbart. Poor people have a right to migrate to the United States, and migrants should not be stopped by force, according to a letter from Mexico's president to U.S. President Donald Trump. So let's read what witty writing comes from the pen of López, left open the door, Obrador. President López Obrador's May 30th letter, provided by the Wall Street Journal, claimed a migrant's right for justice, saying, here's a quote, President Trump, social problems are not resolved by taxes or coercive measures. How do you transform the country of fraternity for the world's migrants into a ghetto, a closed space where migrants are stigmatized, mistreated, persecuted, expelled, and the right for justice is canceled to those who tirelessly seek to live free of misery? Oh, López. Boo-hoo! The letter also suggested that poor Mexicans have a right to migrate into the United States. Quote, quoting López, who left open the door, quote, it is worth remembering that within a short period of time, Mexicans will not need to migrate into the United States, and that migration will become optional, not compulsory. And what's he saying? What is this guy saying? That's a scary statement right there. Obrador's letter did not formally reject or accept Trump's demand that Mexico block the huge Central American's migration into the United States, nor did it directly denounce Trump's threat to impose rising tariffs on Mexico. Instead, it repeatedly claimed poor people have a right to move into the United States. Oh, holy cow. In one section, the letter appropriates the Statue of Liberty as a supposed symbol of legal migration, saying, quote, the Statue of Liberty is not an empty symbol, unquote. In fact, in reality, the statue was built to show other nations how America's constitution and culture helped create a thriving democracy. Since then, many progressives have tried to argue the statue as a symbolic invitation to migrants. Since 1965, when the nation's immigration laws were loosened, that was the amendments to the 2024 Immigration Act and the 1920 Immigration Act. Since 1965, when the nation's immigration laws were loosened, the U.S. population of Mexican ancestry and illegal immigrants has exploded to 30 million. That's very, very, that's, you know, a low number. That's, it's higher than that. That huge population delivers about $30 billion in remittances to Mexico each year. So, Obrador also suggested that President Franklin Delano Roosevelt endorsed easy migration. Okay, so let's see what he goes for here. President Roosevelt was a titan of liberties. He proclaimed the four fundamental rights of humankind before anyone else: the right to freedom of speech, the right to freedom of religion, the right to live free from fear, and the right to live free from misery. Additionally, Obrador argued that universal justice will triumph over national borders, saying, with all due respect, even though you have the right to express it, the slogan America First is a fallacy, because until the end of time, even over national borders, universal justice and fraternity will prevail. Okay. Bunch of hogwash from that liberal. Let's go down here towards the end of this article. He's got, you know, some great quotes and stuff. I'd love to read them all. The government prints out more than 1 million work permits for foreigners, tolerates about 8 million illegal workers, and does not punish companies for employing the hundreds of thousands of illegal migrants who sneak across the border or overstay their legal visas each year. Just get my mouse going here. Sorry, folks. Proving once again that the Trump phenomenon is a live show. What's my mouse doing? Okay, got my mouse backwards. Here it is. Okay, there. Now it's working great. This policy of deflating wages by flooding the market with cheap foreign white-collar graduates and blue-collar labor also shifts enormous wealth from young employees towards older investors, even as it also widens wealth gaps, reduces high-tech investment, increases state and local tax burdens, and hurts children's schools and college educations. This economic policy also pushes Americans away from high-tech careers and sidelines millions of marginalized Americans, including many who are now struggling with fentanyl addictions. The labor policy furthermore moves the labor policy furthermore moves business investment and wealth from the heartland to the coastal cities, explodes rents and housing costs, shrivels real estate values in the Midwest, and rewards investors for creating low-tech, labor-intensive workplaces. So let us know, Mr. Trump, what you really feel about such offices where nobody's trying to keep those jobs. The Donald Trump's approval rating, not just... across the country. His, the highest in a long time. We'll go to that right after we listen to Big Bad John.
Timber gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree, just stood there alone. Big John. Big John.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Big John, Big John. Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John. Big Bad John, Big John. Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen and crash and blow from a huge right hand.
Yes. Oh, and, you know, a crash and blow from a huge right hand. Donald Trump and his incredible graduation speech at the Air Force Academy yesterday talked about the cadets as new officers who are ready to fight our enemies and deliver to them crushing blows. you can't say that, boys and girls, crushing blows to your enemies. Oh, that was beautiful. Well, here's a of course, one of our heroes is Representative Devin Nunes, and here he is. Let's see what he has to say. commenting on the Mueller, the incredible. I mean, this guy Mueller shares with Comey. It's interesting that these two guys are BFFs. Comey and Mueller really are so similar to each other in their deviousness. What are the traits I'm talking about? Their slipperiness, their craftiness, their cunning, their peas in a pod. Well, here's what Devin Nunes says about this. During Thursday's broadcast of Fox News Channel's Hannity, Representative Devin Nunes, Republican of California from the Sierra area, the ranking member on the House Intelligence Committee, meaning the top Republican on a committee in which he is no longer the chairman, criticized Department of Justice Special Counsel Robert Mueller for the remarks he made during his public statement earlier this week. The California Republican likened it to a victory lap. Yes. He says, well, I want to start by making sure the American people understand what Mueller did yesterday. I think they've done a pretty good job, but people also forget one important point. Mueller trying to do this victory lap, he said. All right. And then he goes on to say, he was so blatantly dishonest yesterday that he says, well, the Office of Legal Counsel says that you can't indict a sitting president. Nunes adds, well, he should have been gone after day two. He has no Russians, except for the Fusion and Clinton Russians, and Fusion GPS, and possibly the dirty cop, the FBI's Russians. Those are the only Russians that he has to show connections to the Trump campaign. Clearly, the Clinton operation is heavily working with Russians or Russian disinformation. He didn't take time to look into any of that. And you have this. And he comes and says, well, there is no possibility to indict the president on obstruction of justice. So you just have to ask yourself, sitting back thinking about it, what was that press conference all about yesterday? Yeah, what the hell was it about, Robert Mueller, you slimy piece of work? Let's go back here to, let us see what's going on. Oh, okay. Well, the tabs at the top of Breitbart have changed a little bit. And I'm not seeing that. The one tab I really like up there, I've relied upon it, is the what's going on in the European scene. Europe's patriots. I don't see anything right now. President Trump's approval rating has just hit its highest point in 2 years. And going down a little further. Here's Mark Levin commenting on Bob Mueller. Mark Levin's a great attorney, so his commentary is going to be quite interesting. He says, let me find it. This guy, he says, is a complete fraud. Oh, just listen to him saying it himself. Well, our audio is kind of faded there. We'll be right back. Some better audio. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go.
Hey, it's time for you to pack up and go, you son of a gun, you so-and-so. Hey! We're back, and you're listening to the Trump phenomenon here on last day of May 31st, 2019. Wow, June is upon us. And, here's, looking for some really great stuff here on my two best sources for me. The best newsman in America is Donald Trump Jr. He's good. Donald Trump Sr. is the best. I mean, he is an incredible newsman. With his Twitter account, very good compendium of the best, and of course the other is Breitbart. Now Breitbart's got something up really good right now. Mark Levin, who is himself an extraordinary attorney, gave his appreciation of Bob Beria Mueller. He says, "Well, listen to him. This guy is on fire. You would say his hair's on fire, except he doesn't have any." Looks good without it.
Lebanon Mueller, this guy is a complete fraud.
Wait a minute. What's going on here?
Friday, Fox News Channel hosting conservative radio.
What is this person talking? What is this about?
FBI special counsel Robert
Mueller's conclusion. I don't know how do these people get in here?
The instances Mueller found would not
amount to. What are these automated people? Can anybody explain this? So we get these automated people off the internet, and we'll do fine with the actual quotes of the actual people. Let's see here. The Brexit Party, we were talking about this earlier, and the Liberal Democrats are grappling for Westminster first place as voters abandon the Tories and Labour. So let's see what's going on here. Sounds like polarization to me. And here's the story. A new Westminster Parliament opinion poll has shown a massive shift in British political attitudes, with neither of the legacy parties leading and the Brexit and Liberal Democrat parties leading the pack. Now, look at the analogy to what's going on in America. Notice that the crazy democratic socialists, the communists like Bernie Sanders and Ocasio-Cortez, they are now the Democrat Party. On the right, we have Donald Trump, and he's doing what the Brexit Party is doing. This poll by YouGov has the Liberal Democrats in first place at 24%, followed closely by Nigel Farage's brand new, Brexit Party, which won last week's European elections in a landslide on 22%. Labour and the Conservatives make up a joint third place at 19% each. The Green Party came in fifth in the poll with 8%, while UKIP, United Kingdom Independence Party, and Change UK only recorded 1% apiece. Can you imagine that? UKIP has simply burst like a balloon. But Brexit is there to save the day. This poll is the first since the end of the Second World War to not have either Labour or the Conservative Party in one or both of the top positions. Very interesting. And then Nigel Farage writes about this. He says, YouGov have released a poll showing the Liberal Democrats top in the country with the Brexit Party UK second. They did not have the Brexit Party option on the list, and we were hidden in others. Looks like it. So they're listed as others as a party, political party. Looks like an establishment attempt to suppress the truth. And let's see what else we have here in the Brexit department. Okay, here we go. Going to the world headlines here. And down in the world headlines. The police in Britain are celebrating the end of Theresa May. Her legacy is one of misery, they say. And officers will shed no tears for Theresa May. The flashing headline right above that is very apropos. 600,000 migrants enter Britain in 1 year. Wow. Britain is what, relative to the United States, probably about the 10th the size of our economy, probably about a fifth the size of our population. So 600,000 illegals entering Britain in just 1 year. Okay, here we go. There's Nigel Farage. European Union elections victor Nigel Farage has hailed the arrival of social media as the agent of change, which has facilitated the rise of the Brexit Party, which went from foundation to becoming the joint largest political party in Europe in just, now get this, hold your breath, in just how long? 43 days. Holy mackerel. Going from a victory rally in central London, where Mr. Farage met in photographs with his fellow 28 Brexit Party members of the European Parliament, an achievement which has seen his newly minted political party become the joint largest political party in Europe alongside Angela Merkel's CDU, Mr. Farage hosted a show on Britain's LBC talk radio. And here's some of what was broadcast. Let's see here. These are some tweets of the question and answer. Mr. Farage also took aim at the media narrative dominating the newscape after Sunday's results, which have claimed a victory for pro-Remain parties, despite the Brexit Party, which favors the United Kingdom leaving the European Union as soon as possible, enjoying a decisive victory. Expressing his surprise at the shifting goalposts in British politics, Raj continued, quote, "Normally elections are won by the party with the highest number of votes and the most seats. At least that is what I thought until this morning when they tried to reinvent all of this." And I think at the time we followed this story, and I think we spotted this, maybe this driver needing a little pruning on his Expressing his surprise at the shifting goalposts in British politics, Farage continued, "Normally, elections are won by the party with the highest number of votes and the most seats. At least that is what I thought until this morning when they tried to reinvent all of this." This is a theme touched upon by freshly elected Brexit Party member of the European Party, Anne Widcombe, who told the BBC in the early hours of Monday morning after the results came in and the pro-Remain spin machine cranked into action that we came first, whether you like it or not. Addressing the claims that a pro-Remain coalition of parties who are not in a coalition and campaigned against each other in the vote had beaten the Brexit Party, Brexit victor Farage said, "The truth is, even if you add up all these Remain parties, if you add up the amount of money they all had, the amount of coverage they all had, the literature they all put out, this is just a load of spin, isn't it? We're at 52-48 in favor of Leave. Nothing has really changed. If we had a second referendum, not only would that be a huge insult, not only would it be totally anti-democratic to have another vote before you've implemented the first one, but here's the problem. The Parliament wouldn't listen to a second Leave vote. If we're going to get Brexit, we've got to change the people who are sitting in Parliament. Hear, hear. They aren't reflecting the country. 3/4 of these MEPs were Remain voters the first time around. And that is still their instinct. Let's go to Tom in Florida. Tom, are you there?
Yeah, James, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I hear you, sir.
James, listen, You took my thunder, but I got a prediction for you. Donald Trump, his poll numbers are the highest that he's been in 2 years.
Correct.
For every month from June 10th till December 1st, Donald Trump's poll numbers are going to go up every month for 5%. So this illegal invasion of our country is going to make Trump poll numbers off the chain, something we've probably never seen. I think he's going to hit around 60-some percent in the polls.
Nice. Tom, I like this. I haven't heard this forecast yet. I like what you're saying. very good.
Yeah, because listen, James, this is an invasion. This guy, bad odor. He's bad odor. This is a guy, Mexican president, is a bad odor, is what he should be called.
He's a bad odor, whatever
you want to call him. This guy here is saying all this crap about the Statue of Liberty. Why don't these people who speak Spanish from coming from Central America stay in Mexico where they have a Spanish culture? They're trying to come here to do an English culture. But you know what, James? 9 out of 10 of these illegals don't even go to court, show up to court when they're told to go to court for their hearings. So you know what, James? Donald Trump needs to seal that border with the military on December 1st. Or November 1st, actually. Let's make it November 1st. Seal that border off with the military and tell Obrador, you're going to take all these people back to your country. You're going to stay with. They're going to stay in your culture because you speak Spanish. You're not coming here to invade us and bring your culture. James, why are these people coming in here with all these TV stations and radio stations in Spanish? The Germans are 95 million in this country. They don't have that. There's 95 million German Americans in this country, the biggest population.
There's no level playing field here, Tom.
No, you can't have 95 million German-American people speaking German. No, they wouldn't tolerate that in Washington, D.C. But how is this being tolerated? All these people are coming here, keeping their cultural identity, not learning English. And this guy, Obrador, you know what? Listen, Donald Trump should tell Obrador, you know what, Obrador? We're going to adopt the same immigration laws that you have on your books in Mexico. That's what Donald Trump should be pointing at all those Republican congressmen. We want the same laws on our books that Mexico has on their books. When it comes to illegal immigration, Jamie, you need to do an hour show or on your Sunday show about what the Mexican laws are on immigration. You'll be unbelievably your audience, because I read it and I couldn't believe how hard it is to go to Mexico. You go to Mexico, James, and you're in big trouble.
Yeah, don't stop at Mexico. Go to China. You're taking your life. Yeah, if you're a political opponent of the government and you try to become a Chinese citizen, forget about it.
And try to speak into Korea. What about North Korea, James? Getting back to Mexico, James. Donald Trump needs to point the finger back at Obrador. He should actually put a 50% tariff on him. What I'm going to tell you, James, and I know you got to maybe get a call, but this is something you've talked about in the past. Why are the remittances that are going back to Mexico, which is $150 billion a year in Central America, how come Trump doesn't put a 25% tariff on that or 50%? That money never comes back to our country, James. $150 billion that never comes back to our country.
I think he seriously got
James, right there, that is treason by the Democrats. Pelosi, yes. James, I love President Trump. I do. But until he starts arresting these demon rats and these sanctuary city crap, I don't know what's going to happen with immigration, James, because I told Michael earlier on his show. So I see Trump arresting these Democrats for aiding and abetting and using sedation against our nation, sedating our nation with this lies and this crap about illegal immigration. An anchor baby. It's not even getting an anchor baby situation, James. That's a heresy if I ever heard one.
Tom, I like it. I like what you're saying. And buddy, as always,
Trump's approval rating is going to go up. I think he's going to hit 65-70%.
No, I like this, and I've had callers call me on my private line, which is 701-317-5317. Several have called me today and expressing exactly that sentiment that Trump is on the march. Let's go to Mike.
How can Biden, the idiot, even talk about immigration when it comes to the debates?
Well, what I'm liking about Biden and his son Hunter is that he is up to corruption, up to his eyeballs, and it's corruption with the Chinese. It involves more than $1 billion. So Joe Biden is he's not going to be ready.
That's deep state, James. That's the deep state. There's the deep state right there.
Well, let's go. Well said, Tom. Well said. Let's go to a great state, Kentucky. Mike is there. Mike, are you on the air? Are you there?
Yeah, people need to vote early and often, and if Joe Biden would change his hair to orange, maybe he could have a chance and just go by the name Joe Bomney.
Yeah, well, yeah, I've noticed. I'll tell you what, Biden is unimpressive in debate, or we haven't seen him in a debate much, but in conversation, Joe Biden is prone to make serious errors. He puts his foot in his mouth. This guy is going to screw up a lot of times, and it's going to be wonderful. I think Trump is going to make mincemeat of Joe Biden. What do you think?
Well, we're coming up on a break here. The reason I called was I wondered what you thought of William Binney.
Oh, okay. Oh. The engineer says we're skipping the break. Well, give us your thoughts here. What do you have to say?
He was apparently working with Trump a little bit on this, the Democratic National Committee email scandal about how the file allocation tables indicated that those could not have been hacked across an internet connection, but were too fast transferred off of the email server to have been any kind of an internet connection. It had to have been stolen, dragged over to a thumb drive. If you're following that story,
yeah.
Okay. That story, he was friendly with President Trump. Now, and I don't know if this is a friendly lawsuit or not, he is suing the NSA and President Trump in the 3rd District of Pennsylvania using a lawyer out of Tennessee who I contacted, and curiously enough, just like the Electronic Frontier Foundation, when I have numerous local witnesses to, and this is what the Electronic Frontier Foundation says, and the Trump campaign was definitely spied on because everybody's being spied on. And the Snowden leaks reveal this. But the Electronic Frontier Foundation, when their case got thrown out...
Wait. Let's make a differentiation here. The fact that the NSA spies all over the place does not diminish the importance of the direct spying on the Trump campaign. And William Barr is after this. It does not come under the rubric of, well, the NSA is watching or listening to everything anyway. No, this was deliberate, direct. We're talking about, sending in pretty females to, compromise people. We're talking about taps on their phones and on their...
Well, every phone is tapped. You're not listening to what I'm saying. Every phone is tapped, even when they're off. When you think a phone is turned off, it can still be recording audio. It can still be snapping pictures. That's what X Key Score is all about. This I have proof of it going back into the late 1990s. The Clinton file gate is a joke compared to this. They were already spying on people.
Hang on, let me answer what you said there.
The point is, though, you talk to these lawyers and they don't want to know the proof. They we can't help you. And that points to the whole system being rigged.
Well, William Barr is one of those lawyers, and he can help you. He is helping you. And the spying on the Trump campaign does not come under the rubric, well, they spy on everybody. No, this was targeted, massive spying, sabotage, coup d'etat, and the fact that the NSA or somebody has probably ability to drop in on just about everything doesn't mean they are listening to everything.
I'm not talking about live. This data collection assembles files on all known associates around you to two rings. You were spying on.
Okay,
all
I understand. I go with that. But it doesn't, I understand. You're talking about two topics. That fact doesn't in any way contradict the magnitude of the direct, deliberate coup d'etat targeting specifically the President of the United States. And Donald Trump said it correctly. This is treason. He tweeted, it is treason. So anyway, thank you very much, Mike.
The stories about Clinton smashing her Blackberries with hammers and stuff, it doesn't matter. The data was all collected by the NSA.
Okay, now wait a minute, Mike. You're kind of going. No, 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 Mike, hang on.
Trump,
yes, go ahead. Say it again. Go ahead.
Trump needs to be alerted by around some of the gatekeepers. The NSA recently announced that they were destroying a bunch of the data that they had collected without authority. Now, it's going to take them a long time to do that because they've been collecting literally yottabytes of data without the authority to do so, but they don't call it collecting because they they legally split hairs and say it's not technically collected until we look it up with the X key score, but it's all there.
Yes.
And so the Clinton
Donald
data,
today,
all of this.
Hang on, Mike. Donald Trump said today, and this is a hugely important comment, he said that maybe my biggest contribution is I have exposed, my presidency has exposed the corruption, the stench, the deep state, the treasonous people who have been in charge of our government. And William Barr today said much the same thing, that his mission is to expose this corruption. So this is a beautiful, beautiful thing that's happening. Donald Trump getting what you're attempting to do here on the air. But Donald Trump, from that very lofty perch of the presidency, and his attorney general from another lofty perch, these two great patriots are waking up scores of millions of Americans to the reality of the deep state. So this is wonderful. Mike, thank you very much for calling
in. I caught
in.
This.
Hang on, Mike. Let's not filibuster the issue. All right.
Everybody needs to know about it.
You're on it. You're all over it. Thank you very much. Let me go look at my caller board here and let me get over here somewhere.
Am I still on?
No, Mike. Let's let's call it a night, okay, Mike?
Well, just look on
we'll
the
get you a radio show. We'll get you a radio show. So, no, this is a. Let's go back to some news stories here. Here we are at, I'm trying to get some of the European stories, because I'll tell you, the European Trump phenomenon is enormous. Let's see what the latest coverage of the EU elections is. I am not fully up to date on this. This is a great one from Britain. The Brexit Party would wipe out the Tories if the EU election results were translated into constituencies. That is, they have this parallel and dual governmental system in Europe, which stinks, but that was instituted by the EU in its attempt to set up a globalist transnational government to replace the nationalist proper governments of each European people. And, this is good. Matteo Salvini of Italy has a domestic landslide in Italy. We'll talk about that landslide in tomorrow night's show. Well, let me hang on just a second. We will talk about it in the Sunday 2-hour spectacular here on the Trump Phenomenon.
Don't stop believing.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.